Now, while anticipation for the royal wedding reaches fever pitch, new research from Sona suggests it could be a royal flush at the wedding reception if they follow the nation in their pick of the ultimate first dance, revealed to be the King Elvis Presley's 1961 hit, Can't Help Falling in Love. Now, how important is the song for the first dance? Well, I'm joined now by relationship expert Vicky Pavitz. Hello.
Hi there.
Everybody's choice is different, but everybody's eyes are going to be in the royal couple tomorrow, aren't they?
Indeed they are.
So how important is it then to choose the right music for a wedding to set the tone?
Well, music helps us to relate to one another, and it really expresses our personality and our values. And it's incredibly important to a couple. In fact, over two-thirds of people polled in our Sonos research shows that people see music as an incredibly significant part of their relationship.
And what drives our choices then for music for a wedding?
Well, music is an incredibly evocative experience. It can trigger feelings and memories, and quite often it's the music that a couple listened to as they were dating, as they were getting together. And so over time, those songs start to create those kind of memories for a couple. You know, we've all heard a couple say, oh, that's our song. And so it tends to be the song that is featured as the first dance song is a song that has been important in a couple's relationship.
I know myself that I find a piece of music that I listened to 40 years ago or whatever, it can take me right back to that particular time. And, you know, you experience the same feelings, the same memories as well.
Yeah, music it can be an incredibly transformative experience to listen to music, whether it's on your own or with a partner or with a friend, and whether it's out and about at a gig, at a rave or a party, or whether it's just listening to music at home. You know, music has that power to connect us.
There's also an interesting bit in the research that says that couples who listen to music together tend to stay together more often.
Yeah, so the research showed that two-thirds of us think that couples that listen to music together are more likely to stay together. And it's no surprise, really, because listening to music produces the love hormone oxytocin, which is linked to a sense of empathy and trust, two things that are essential to thriving relationships.
Do you ever think that perhaps one half of the couple heads on to like a piece that the other person likes just to keep them happy?
Yeah, we actually found this in the research, with over a third of us admitting to pretending to like a song just because our partner loves it. And that's also no surprise, really, you know, especially in the beginning stages of a relationship, in the early stages, music is one of those topics of conversation that we can connect over. And when you're developing a sense of compatibility, music is one of those things that really expresses your personality and your values, like I said earlier. And so it's no surprise, really, that we are pretending to like a song if our partner loves it, because we're wanting to increase our desirability and sense of attraction.
I was quite interested looking at the top 20, though, at the range of the age of some of the songs that are still really popular.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, this Elvis Presley song, even since the 60s, you know, it's still as relevant today as it ever was. And that was the nation's top pick in the research by Sonos. Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love with You. There was a mixture of love songs, really. The only song that stood out as kind of veering away from the traditional love songs is ABBA, Dancing Queen. And I'd imagine that was chosen by the bride, perhaps.
Perhaps. You just never know, do you?
Yeah.
It's all subjective, though, isn't it? Because the thing is, you can hear that piece of music that you wouldn't listen to, but in the context of the wedding, it just brings it out. I mean, the Bruno Mars, Marry You, isn't it? That's a very popular one, but it's not as popular as I thought it would be, actually, in the list.
Yeah, that surprised me as well. I thought it would be higher up in the list. But yeah, as you say, it's very subjective. It's subjective to the couple and the meaning behind those songs. You know, I think it's all about that. So it's not just about the song and the lyrics. It's about the meaning of that song and the memory attached to that song.
And of course, you want to kind of do something that everybody loves, everybody can relate to, but perhaps is a bit different, which can be difficult if you're using these kind of songs.
Yeah, I would advise not to put the pressure on yourself if you are feeling the pressure of choosing the ultimate first dance song, and to just have some fun with it. And if you do disagree on music choice, you know, spend an afternoon listening to music, maybe get your friends involved, get them to choose a song for you, or create a playlist, a shared playlist that they can collaborate over, and then put it out to your friends to decide. Maybe your friends could vote on your ultimate song and take it out of your hands and just have some fun.
Of course, on the list, though, or missing from the list, I should say, Meghan Markle's favourite track is Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody, and that's not even on the list.
Yeah, it's not on the list. But what we did find is that over half of us revealed that listening to our favourite song actually settles our nerves before walking down the aisle. And so this song could feature in the Royal Wedding this Saturday. Perhaps it could be Meghan's song that she listens to just before she walks down.
Well, rightio. I actually played a wedding fairly recently with a band, and we were asked, well, could you do the first dance for us? Well, of course we can. And the groom-to-be's choice was The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? So we thought, oh, okay. So we had to go with that. But by the time we got to the actual wedding, his missus had put the kibosh on that. So we were quite pleased about that.
I'm not surprised, to be honest. That would be a bold move.
So you're looking forward to the wedding tomorrow yourself?
Yeah, I am. I'm going over to a friend's house for bacon sarnies and Bucks Fizz.
Yeah, it's a good feel-good day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Vicky, before you go, where can we get more information?
So head to sonos.com where you can find more information, and also the full top 20 list of first dance songs and a playlist that Sonos has put together that actually has a message for the royal couple. Be sure to check that out. And if you want any more information on relationships and love, then head to loveprojectlove.com.
Vicky Parvett, relationship expert. Enjoy the wedding. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.